Part 4. The ninth feature is, if you are troubled before a contest, then regain your composure. Champions are able to minimize the disruptive impact of unforeseen problems which occur before a contest. Apart from developing an extensive secondary strategy for all behavioral outcomes, they also control the impact of disruptions. In order to regain composure after a problem or distraction has occurred, some of the common interventions initiated by champions are these. 1. Perform continuous aerobic activity. The physiological state of that form of activity is incompatible with anxiety, a state which could result from an upset. The second, positive mental imagery is performed and continued until negative thoughts are removed from one's consciousness. Third, a contest strategy is said aloud. It is not uncommon to see champions muttering instructions and strategy content as a way of returning their focus to an impending task. Other possibilities exist. Champions are preoccupied with focusing on the upcoming task and do not allow themselves to be distracted by unimportant or irrelevant events. Their coping behaviors are used immediately to handle any problem situation, and then they return to the main purpose of the competition preparation. This implies this for an athlete. When upsetting events occur during your competition preparations, you have to minimize the way they affect you. This will be facilitated if you have extensive coping behaviors planned, if you include a large amount of physical activity, some task-specific and some basic metabolic work, and if you focus yourself on completing the planned pre-competition strategy. It is also helpful if you deliberately planned how you will recapture your focus and strategy execution if you are distracted. The tenth feature is control excitement by imagining what you will do in the competition. Mental imagery is an important skill in a champion's repertoire. It can be used to control excitement. A complete model of how this is done before a contest is not what is generally described in the sports psychology literature. Such a model is available, and it features the following steps. Number 1. Imagine that the intended speed of the performance so that the exact motor patterns will be stimulated. 2. Focus on the most desirable performance aspects in a positive and successful manner. 3. Perceive your imagery from an internal perspective by emphasizing what the activity will feel like and include all other senses as they will occur in the performance. 4. Repeat the imagery a sufficient number of times until you are satisfied. There is no magical number for the amount of repetitions. 5. Imagine the performance features in the actual competition setting. 6. Rehearse performance units or segments in their entirety. 7. Include the thought content of competition strategies. Not only is physical activity important, but so is the actual mental activity, and imagery is a way of melding both together. The last feature is the intensity of the imagery should be such that movements occur and are obvious. Often, imagery is best done while doing a minor activity. For an athlete, your performance imagery is a detailed mental skill that you need to learn. It needs to be given attention. If you do it correctly, you will experience exactly what will happen in the contest. It should be sufficient intensity that you do intended movements, although they're in an abbreviated form. So successful pre-competition imagery requires someone to see the athlete doing actions while they are going through the mental constructs in the rehearsal. Factor 11. As often as possible, feel and see yourself performing in the upcoming competition. This champion's characteristic refers to two major elements of performance enhancement imagery. The feel element refers to kinesthesis, the sense of movement experience. It is the primary component of the imagery of champions and is why they could perform most of their skills blindfolded. The C factor refers to visual sensations that will occur in the actual event. This is not what is commonly referred to as visualization. Champions do not imagine watching themselves perform as if they had a filmed recording of themselves in their heads. Rather, they see what will be experienced. For example, when running a marathon, trees and buildings passing in peripheral vision, the lane on the road, and the surface that will be trodden on, vague figures of other competitors running alongside. The essential characteristic of performance enhancement imagery used by champions is that the exact total sensory experience, as it will occur in the impending event, is what is rehearsed. Each sensory element is recalled as part of a total package and imagined. This is often termed an internal perspective. Briefly then, the implication for an athlete is this. When you mentally rehearse your competitive elements, the major senses that you should experience are the feelings of all movements and what you will see looking through your eyes. If those senses are vivid enough, the feeling component will cause you to move in a minor way, and the sight component will be an exact replica of the visual input that will occur in the performance. This completes part 4.